Welcome to the World War One at Home podcast with me, Helen Mark. For terms and conditions, go to bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Within weeks of the outbreak of the war, tens of thousands of horses and mules were pressed into service. Many of them were bought in Ireland. They were gathered up at so-called remount depots to be graded, trained, and dispatched to the front. One such depot was at the headquarters of the Royal Dublin Society in South Dublin. Author and RDS member Noel Mullins has researched the role of the depot. He's uncovered the stories of some of the horses who not only went to war, but survived and returned to the show rings.
We're here in the centre of Dublin, the RDS, which is very famous all over the world for its annual horse show. The RDS was founded in 1731. With the intention of bettering farming methods. And then it developed from there to show classes. In 1861, they decided to have some show classes for agricultural horses. In 1914, on the 4th of August, the First World War broke out. And the RDS was requisitioned at that stage for a remount centre. They call them remount depots. It's where horses were received in and were trained for the war effort and were shipped out. Something like 12,000 horses a week were being sent to France. These stables would have been here. The paddocks would have been here. You wouldn't have that stand, but you would have had the main arena. And in particular, the railway station was across the road where you could ship horses to Dunleary, for example, to be shipped across the Irish Sea. And you had Sandymount Beach down here where they trained horses. The records show about 64,000 horses were shipped out from here. At the outbreak of the war in 1914, the British Army had 25,000 horses. And if you can just imagine the demand, 160,000 were requisitioned within 2 weeks of the war starting. And 2 weeks later, again, 140,000 more were requisitioned. In August, it was the beginning of the autumn hunting season, and a lot of the hunting packs there, because a lot of these people were military people, donated horses to the British Army, and young farmers signed up as well and brought their horses with them. This place would have been buzzing at the time with horses. And once those 500 horses were trained, they went out. It was backfilled by another 500 horses. It was a production line. Not many people realise 8 million people died in the First World War between 14 and 18. 9 million horses and mules died. I mean, it's horrific. And funny enough, we have commemorated the people who have died in the war, but we really haven't commemorated what these animals have done. And we have talked about it here, and when you think about war horses, Ireland has a tradition because we're a nation of dealers. We've always sold horses. Two of the best known probably would be Napoleon's Marengo and the Duke of Wellington's Copenhagen. To think that those two horses were sold out of Ireland, and where would they meet next? The Battle of Waterloo. In the First World War, you had the same situation. We traced two horses in particular. One was a horse called Gladeye. Brigadier Brooke from Castleknock acquired the horse, and he ended up going to France, serving in Salonika, serving in Egypt, and arriving back safely. And that horse jumped here in the main arena in 1926 and actually appeared in the White City as well as a veteran war horse. They had a special evening for veteran war horses, the ones that did survive. It's an image of Princess Elizabeth and Princess Margaret with Gladeye, giving them some sugar lumps. Brigadier Walter Brooke, who rode Gladeye in war, actually wrote a book, Gladeye the War Horse, It was illustrated by Anne Bullen, who was a well-known equestrian artist here in Ireland. So this is the arena that Glad Eye would have jumped in. In fact, there's some images there of them, of Glad Eye jumping poles there. And then you have another one where it's during the war years, and he's coming back along an old road that has been bombarded, obviously, by tanks and by military might. I think the story of Brigadier Brooke and Glad Eye is special. They left here in 1914, and they went right through the war together, and then arrived home together, and went show jumping together. I mean, it must have been a very special bond.
The RDS in Dublin. To hear more stories and find out more details about the war, go to bbc.co.uk/World War I.